This is an incredible moment, not just in Egyptian history, not just in the history of the Arab world, but in world history. Egyptian President, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is on trial for his life. The courtroom proceedings have been adjourned for the moment. But Mubarak faces charges of corruption and ordering the killing of protesters during the uprisings and ousted him, and faces the death penalty. Joining us now live from Cairo, Kristen Chick, Cairo correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Kristen, can you kind of describe what this moment is like, standing outside the courtroom with the crowds of people watching the proceedings on a giant screen?
It was really unbelievable. You know, this is something that just would have been unimaginable as little as 7 months ago. And it was really, really unbelievable to watch as people caught their first glimpse of Mubarak on the screen as he was wheeled into the courtroom on a bed because of his bad health, and the crowd just erupted, and people are yelling, "Thief, thief," and saying, "Allahu Akbar," and it's just, people were so thrilled to see this, something that was just unimaginable to them. And then there were also people who had come there to support Mubarak, and they were saying, "We love you, Mubarak," and holding up a peace signs to him, and it was an incredible scene.
Well, this is a trial that up until the very last minute, until Mubarak entered that courtroom on a gurney, people had not truly believed that he would be brought to face charges. Isn't that right?
That's very true. There's, you know, an incredible crisis of public confidence in the trial itself, and you know, people were really not sure that the military leaders ruling Egypt right now would put Mubarak on trial, because they themselves are members of his old regime. You know, the man ruling Egypt now was Mubarak's defense minister, and people really didn't think that they would do this. So people were really surprised to see him actually there.
We're speaking with Kristen Chick, Cairo's correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, speaking to us live from Cairo, where the trial for former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak began this morning. At this point, Kristen, we've already seen that there is still unrest in Egypt, that the military council that's ruling the country at this point is not in all that popular with at least the people who have been protesting in Tahrir Square. Do you get the sense that there will be even more promises of unrest if Hosni Mubarak does not at least face prison time?
I think that's very likely. The military actually has quite a bit of popularity now, but there is a great demand to see Mubarak face justice. And if this trial turns out to, if the judge acquits him, I think you would see an eruption of anger. I do think so.
And is there also a sense in Egypt that other Arab leaders and other Arab peoples are watching?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Do you feel as though in other countries they're watching these trials, perhaps as a cautionary tale?
Yeah, I definitely think so. There are a lot of people there today who thought, you know, I wonder what the other Arab leaders are thinking as they watch this. It's, you know, it's incredible to think what they must be thinking, because here's a president who until 8 months ago was just as powerful and as stable as they were, and now, you know, he's in this courtroom. It's got to be scary for those other leaders.
Kristen Chick, Cairo correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, talking about the trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, which began today. Thank you so much, Kristen.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.